They look just like telephone booths, but they're decorated with hands folded in prayer, and there's a place to kneel. The booths are an art installation designed to get people to discuss prayer. You can find these prayer booths in Jackson, Tennessee, and Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and now in New York, where NPR's Margo Adler found them in a bustling Manhattan street.
You couldn't find a place less conducive to meditation than this corner of 60th Street, where cars are streaming east toward the 59th Street Bridge or down 2nd Avenue, and yet there are two prayer booths here a block apart. I'm surprised to see Ken Bronstein, the president of New York City Atheists, checking them out.
So you just happened to be walking by at this very moment.
At this exact moment. But I always keep my eyes and ears open.
And what Bronstein says is art smart. This is prayer in a public place.
As an atheist, when you talk about prayer, you're talking to a supernatural situation. And we say there's no supernatural, so that definitely puts in a religious category. That, to me, is the line. You know, if they want to put in private property, that's where it should go, but not in public space.
I watch for an hour. No one prays. One person snaps a picture of the booth, another comments sadly that there's graffiti on one. Francesca Richardson says she gets by on disability payments. She notes not many people come up to the booths.
It's almost like they're walking around like, what is this thing? It's a mystery.
Not for her, though. She remembers she was on her way to the bank.
And praying on the way over.
She really needed this check to clear. First it didn't, then it did. Then she walked outside.
Saw the prayer booth. Went over to it, was curious, opened it up.
Did you kneel?
Yes, I did. And I was just praying for gratitude and thanks. That's all I'm going to say is I believe.
And she is not unique. Avery Williams is 7 years old.
Well, my gerbil died, so we prayed for him. And my dog had a very bad leg, so we prayed for that too.
The artist Dylan Mortimer, who says he is a person of faith, designed these prayer booths as part of the city's Arts in the Park program to start a dialogue about public prayer.
The piece sparks a wide range of reactions, from people loving it to people hating it to people threatening me to people, I mean, it's kind of all over the board.
He says prayer is a really difficult topic, especially in a city like New York. It's a loaded topic, causes divisions. But let's face it, he says, people could be praying anywhere, sitting down, standing up, or walking, or running. And of course, it's true. All you have to do is ride the New York City subways to see Jewish men davening over prayer books, Catholic women saying the rosary, and lots of people doing who knows what, eyes closed, hands folded. As Dylan Mortimer puts it,
perhaps the scary reality is there could be people praying all around you. And that's sort of the point.
Although others would argue that what people do privately is not the same thing as having something out there in public, even if it's art. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR News.